Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of Liberty State. Happy birthday, Travis. Thank you. Travis wanted to do that to surprise it. I tried to jump because I kind of figured he might be doing that. So, yes, it is my birthday today. Travis, thank you for that. Well, because it is my birthday, I guess, just want to thank everybody for the birthday wishes that have been coming in, flooding in, actually, on social media. Thank you so much. It's just such a blessing and just so much warmness and love from everybody. So thank you for all of that. As always, we focus the show in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story, the news behind the news. And it's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. And it's about our focus being on Jesus Christ. And that really is why. I still can't believe you did that, Travis. You almost got me. You almost did. That is why we try to be, you know, on a lot of serious issues, but we have to be focused on the joy of the Lord, even through all of the trials and things that we're going through. So we've introduced as part of the show, we're going to be doing a lighthearted video pretty much every show. We've got a really good one today from actually a friend of ours, Tammy Shay, S-H-A-Y, who was here for worship on Friday and then on Sunday. By the way, absolutely fantastic time, 10 baptisms between Friday and Sunday. Just a lot of people giving their lives to Jesus right now. You know, like I've said before on the show, you know, when there's times of great darkness, there's also times of great light. We can always remember Zechariah 2:5, but I declares the Lord will be a wall of fire to her on all sides, and I will be the glory in her midst. That is his promise to the church. We can rest in that, that whatever the enemy tries to throw our way, that we are victorious. And I hear a lot of times a lot of despair from certain people, especially with everything going on at the national level, the international level. But remember that during these times where the enemy is trying to come against the church, that these are opportunities where people suddenly have a stark choice between evil and between good. Now, coming up here in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a special guest on to talk about the movie Nefarious, and also talk about the movie Come Out in Jesus' Name. So Nefarious is a fantastic depiction of evil in the world and the opposite in good. And I don't know about you, but this is how I gave my life to Jesus Christ. I was standing over a mass grave in Bosnia and looking at all that evil. Jesus hit me right between the eyes. If there was that kind of evil in the world, there had to be the opposite in good, and I wanted to find it. So sometimes the starkness of evil in the world and how absolutely depraved that can be is what turns us toward Jesus Christ. So I want to give you the encouraging word today that, in fact, all of God's creation is groaning for the sons and daughters of the kingdom to realize who they are, what our identity is in Christ. And I think the lighthearted video, and I hope we can get this up here in a couple of seconds, but this lighthearted video really kind of shows it. So we'll try to get that up here. I think we take for granted the power, the authority that God has given each one of us. And so, you know, getting back to this movie Nefarious, you know, the idea of somebody who is demonically oppressed or demonically possessed, and how what the answer is, how do you deal with that? Well, Jesus Christ very clearly said in Luke 10:19 that he gave us all authority over all the power of the evil one. And the problem, I think, a lot of times in the church is that we don't think we actually have that authority, we have that power. And so evil runs rampant in the world, and oh, we're quick to complain. We're quick to get out there on the high horse and complain about everything that's going on. When in fact, the solution is inside of us. The solution Jesus Christ. And personally, I have seen real evil. I have looked the demonic in the eye. And it's afraid. It is afraid of the kingdom of righteousness. It is afraid of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I hear a lot of times people will say, can a Christian be oppressed? Can a Christian be demonized? And it's really kind of an interesting question because it actually has the answer inside of it. And the answer is obviously yes. A Christian can be demonized. A Christian can be under the influence of the demonic. And the demonic tries to influence all over the place. I mean, the demonic tried to influence Jesus when Satan tried to tempt him. So this idea that somehow Christians are immune, right, is one of the biggest travesties. It's actually one of the biggest things that has hurt people in the church in modern times. Because in the early church, they were very clear on this issue that the early church fathers said very clearly in several different places that even a new believer has the authority to cast out a demon. And the other part of it, too, is that Christians can be under that influence if they're watching porn, they're watching horror movies. Oh, yes, and that's going to be convicting to some people out there right now, and it's supposed to be, all right? Just bring it before the Lord and see if that's what he's really bringing before you. Getting drunk all the time, having relations outside of marriage, compromising through bribes or just acquiescence. All of these things are demonic influence that people can open the door to for their lives. And it's very clear that Christians cannot be possessed by a demon, but the Greek word is not possessed. It has no ownership connotation in the original Greek when you read it in the New Testament. It's actually talking about demonization or demonic influence over a person's life. And this is why it's important for all of us to understand that if real evil exists in the world, that the opposite in good does exist as well. But more importantly, when Jesus died on the cross, he gave us the authority, he gave us the power to deal with these things and not just be a punching bag all the time. And that is what creation is waiting for, the realization of who we are really in Jesus Christ. And that when he gave us the Holy Spirit as a helper, that empowerment that comes from on high, that it will change the world. And we don't have to sit here and just take evil. We don't have to just accept evil. But in fact, we can actually conduct spiritual warfare, as it says in Ephesians 6. And we can see our communities transform. We can see our families transform. We can see our lives transform. You know, the picture of this is the temple, actually, in Jerusalem. The Holy of Holies is the place that is the place of God's presence. That's the occupation of the Spirit. So when we're saved, our spirit is saved, so we can't be possessed as Christians because God owns us. He has the ownership rights. But there's also the soul, which is composed of the identity, the will, the mind, and the emotions. And that is the holy place, or symbolized by the holy place. That can be, is God's presence in the picture of the temple isn't there. So it can be occupied. It can be oppressed. It can be influenced. And outside of that, even the courtyard outside of that, our bodies, our relationships, even our finances, because that's what happened in the courtyard outside, those things can be influenced by the demonic. And so some people struggle their entire lives and they seem to have just totally poor choices constantly in relationships, or maybe they have just attacks on their physical health all the time, or maybe they have attacks on their finances all the time. They're barely making a buy and it's just like they're just barely scraping. You know, that's not what God promises in his scripture. He promises that we will live a life and live a life in abundance. That doesn't mean, you know, jets and bodyguards and everything, but what if he gave you a jet to bring orphans out of Africa or something? I mean, we can't dismiss that either, but the fact of the matter is that the enemy doesn't want us to know that life of abundance. That's what the issue is. And God gave us authority to tread upon the scorpion and the serpent, or the spirit of death and lies and deception, and to walk in victory here in this life. And so I think this is a profound revelation for a lot of Christians, because the scripture is unmistakably clear on this issue. And the early church fathers before 300 AD particularly are unmistakably clear on these issues, that we don't have to just deal with this. We have the power to walk in victory. And that's what we're going to be talking about here over the next few weeks. And if you haven't seen the movie Nefarious, I would recommend that you go see it. It is very intense, but it does paint a very good picture of good versus evil. All right, that brings us now to your daily intelligence briefing, and coming to us from the international front. And I'm going to paint a couple pictures here for you very quickly. So first of all, from Debka File, Iran's al-Quds chief builds Sunni-Shiite multiple front line against Israel. Okay, this is one of the biggest things that is happening right now. Iran, Saudi Arabia coming to a detente, coming to a at least open lines of communication. The UAE now and Qatar, coming to open lines of communication. What it looks like is a coalition is clearly, and they are not mincing words about this, being built in the Middle East to attack Israel. And more than just attack Israel, they're going to try to stop shipping that is associated with the United States as well as part of attacking Israel. U.S. warns Israeli shipping in the Gulf and Indian Ocean face Israeli drone attacks, Iranian drone attacks against Israeli shipping. And so you also have that article in Debka File. But the fact of the matter is that Israel is being hemmed in on all sides, and Iranian proxies in Lebanon and Syria are becoming more and more bold in their attacks. So this, again, is as a result of weak U.S. leadership in the Middle East. And many people here in May particularly are being led to pray for peace in Jerusalem. And so we're going to have those dates coming up when they're made available to us. And I just see this as another front in the war around the world because of weak U.S. leadership. And we've talked about this as something is going to happen in the Middle East. We've been watching for this. And we're watching them now become very, very, very open about the fact that this is coming quickly. When I say quickly, we're talking like a 90-day window of some sort of an attack openly on Israel on several different fronts. All right, also coming to us from the international front, coming to us from Open Source Intelligence and Knights Bridge Intelligence, warring factions in Sudan have agreed to a 24-hour ceasefire today. Now, I want you to understand something, that Sudan was part of the Abraham Accords, and Sudan was one of the other Arab countries that was at least becoming on friendly terms with Israel. And based on who's fighting whom here, government forces versus this rapid response force, it looks like there may be a shift even in Sudan away from Israel as a result of this. So these things that are happening, again, are realigning the Middle East against Israel, but also against the United States. And some of our longtime allies, like Saudi Arabia, are just basically turning their backs on the United States, which, why on earth would we ever want to be dependent for foreign oil at this time, when we have more than enough oil, more than enough natural gas in the United States? We have like 400 years reserves based on some estimates. Why would we want to be dependent on OPEC cutting production or raising production? Why instead do we not develop more nuclear power? Why do we not develop more oil wells, more gas wells, and become energy independent? I mean, this entire farce about green energy, as we heard on the last show with Carl Tykrib, is really about a religion of worshiping Mother Earth. So why would we want to go down that road, right? Well, if President Trump was in office, this probably, well, this definitely would not be happening. And we would be completely energy independent, and we would see lower energy prices, and we would see people prospering more because they would be keeping more of their money, their own money, in their pockets. All right, also on the international front, this is fascinating as well. Lawmakers in Ecuador are pushing for impeachment hearings against President Guillermo Lasso, a move which has been approved as legal by the Supreme Court. Now, if you haven't been following this situation, the hearings are in reference to accusations of embezzlement and corruption surrounding a shipping contract of crude oil. But the real reason, I believe, is President Lasso has threatened to invoke the mutual death option contained in Ecuador's constitution that would force elections of all congressional members and his own position. So in other words, you have communists being caught and they're coming against them in South America right now. And so they would rather bring the entire, and I want you to hear this right now because this is going to be key when we shift to the national front. They would be content with bringing their entire house down on their own head before they would want to lose power. That's how communists operate. And that brings us to the next thing on the national front. So a couple of preemptory things. First of all, you are going to see, and I want you to mark the date on this show, April 18th, 2023. Okay, mark the date, all right? There are very strong indicators right now on social media, for example, but also with statements from public officials. There are very strong indicators that starting May 1st, ramping up over Memorial Day, and then the rest of the summer, that the Marxist elements and perhaps even some of the jihadi elements inside the United States are going to attempt kinetic action, okay? So here's what I mean by this. I'm going to define terms, okay? I'm talking about violence against people, violence against property, that will be targeted violence, particularly aimed at Christians and Christian-associated ministries. Again, beginning May 1st, May Day, which is a communist holiday. It's also a satanically recognized day as well. But May 1st, all the way up through Memorial Day, and then continuing over the summer. And the indicators are so strong right now that this looks like it is shaping up to be worse by far than 2020. And in fact, the people that are running these Marxist organizations may be intent on trying to completely fracture the United States this summer. So, again, we don't operate in fear, but I needed to tell you that ahead of time because there have been statements, T-shirts. We showed it on one of the shows, and these things are not from people that are just off the street or something. These are leaders in the Democrat Party that are showing what appears to be very clear support for violence going forward, wearing T-shirts that have knives on them in regards to protecting transgenders, even though it was a transgender person who went into a Christian school and murdered people. In addition to that, the cover being given by the mainstream media appears, again, to show you can't even make this up anymore, but it appears to show such a bias as to intentionally leave out information regarding attacks, regarding persecution of Christians in America, in a way that is shaping the narrative so that Christians become the targets. All right, so with that caveat and that outline, coming to us from Twitter, Jack Posobiec, Trump tells top RNC donors the old GOP is not coming back. They must now become the new America First Party of working class and lays out a plan for nationwide Republican ballot harvesting operation. In addition to that, last night, there was some very odd activity. This is coming to us from Twitter, Wayne Tech, SPFX. There was some very interesting movement by the United States military last night during the night. A whole bunch of activity that was very unusual. In addition to that, and I want to just read it and then we'll talk about it. The CCP wants to kill Americans. Fentanyl is now the leading cause of death for 18 to 45-year-olds. This is from Epoch Times Opinion. If Beijing intends for U.S. fentanyl deaths to occur, they amount to genocide by the United Nations definition. In other words, what's happening inside the United States is Democrat administration is allowing the border crisis to become so bad and the fentanyl trafficking across that border and the sex trafficking across that border to become so bad that it is now becoming destabilizing inside the United States of America, which again is emboldening our enemies and appears to be setting us up and weakening us before Third World War, as we talked about on the show many times. Now, of course, the Chinese are using the cartels as their proxies to do this. On top of that, you have a very clear indicator of across the nation, and there's a bunch of articles. I'll cite one right now, LifeSiteNews.com. A man raped a 12-year-old 500 times, resulting in 7 abortions. Abortion clinics never reported the crime. Another example of that, James O'Keefe breaking what happened in Washington State. Footage released yesterday from Washington Correction Center for Women, talking about how male rapists and murderers are allowed into women's prisons. And that situation is absolutely horrendous. You can watch the video. I have it posted up there on Twitter. Then you have this, as Todd Herman puts it on Emerald City Exile, the first installment on the history of the GOP doing nothing as a sexual left installed the cult of body hatred and mutilation of kids step by step. It took a pro-kidnapping bill to overcome Washington GOP cowardice. Anyway, the whole point behind that is that now the government wants to be able to take your kids in Washington State if you don't agree that they should have gender transition. I could cite myriad of these types of things, but there is something that communists do right before they try to seize power, and that is you will see a complete release of prisoners from prison, and or they will not prosecute criminals. They'll actually start to prosecute good guys, in other words, Christians, in many cases, and you can see this in China, Cambodia, the former Soviet Union. And they will also corrupt the morals of the society to such a point that there's such confusion and such polarization that the society becomes ripe for a communist revolution. And that is literally what we're seeing right now on the national front. President Trump and his advisors have understood this. And that's why it is so interesting that people like Elon Musk, and this coming to us from the Liberty Daily, Tucker burst out laughing when Elon Musk explained how he could lay off 80% of Twitter's workforce. Elon Musk has now started to label, you know, government-funded media, and it's just sent them into apoplexy, right? Because what that's doing is getting in the way of the setup before the communist revolutionaries go kinetic. In other words, they go very violent. And in addition to that, the 80% of Twitter's workforce, he said, well, if you're not trying to be an activist organization, this is Elon Musk's words, You apparently don't need those 80%. You just need 20% to run the company, which is talking about exactly what we've talked about on this show, and that is it's called the mass line. There is one set of information that gets put out through all of these different fronts, and that set of information, that is the narrative attack, that's fifth-generation warfare, that's what they try to go on. So when that gets disrupted, it makes it harder to divide people. It makes it harder to soften the society to such a point that the communist revolutionaries can take over. So right now, they're at a point where they are planning to try to destroy America by 2026, the 250th anniversary of American independence. That is their plan. It was originally 1976, the 200th anniversary. They're trying to head toward that date. And so as you see these articles coming out, read them in the context of this overarching worldview that they are, in fact, trying to destroy the United States of America. I want to mention one other thing here very, very quickly. This is coming to us from, I'm going to jump back out to the international front. It's coming to us from the Netherlands, but open source intelligence. The Netherlands General Intelligence and Security Service released its annual report, which painted a pessimistic and dangerous picture. The report cited China as the biggest threat to economic security and noted ongoing cyber attacks and espionage as China's preferred method of stealing intellectual property. I want to stop right there. Just this last week, now I'm jumping down to the local front. Just this last week, there were several cyber attacks on Christian ministries locally, okay? And I'm hearing that this is beginning to happen across the country. I'm also beginning to hear that insurance companies are canceling the policies of Christian ministries based solely on the content of their speech and based solely on the fact that they're talking from a conservative and biblical worldview. So this is another indicator that this summer looks like they're trying to culminate this summer, and it remains to be seen. It remains to be seen what the buildup of this is going to look like. But I'm telling you first, you need to be prepared and be in prayer, but also be standing on the line defending your families and defending the community against the forces that would destroy this country. This is critical. And do not fall for the deception that is happening so often in social media spheres and also through the legacy media. Make sure that you are not only praying about things as you receive information, but you're going to actual sources that are vetted, that are true, that have a biblical worldview, but also that love this country. That is probably the most important thing. Lastly, on the local front, coming up on May 10th, right here at On Fire Ministries, we are going to have an update on the Copper Scroll Project from Jim Barfield. Many of you were at the last one last year. Jim is a fantastic resource. So again, May 10th, Copper Scroll Project update with Jim Barfield right here at On Fire Ministries. It's going to be at 6:30 p.m. Look forward to seeing you all then. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been praying for us. And also thank you to everybody that's been flooding in with the birthday wishes and just the love. We appreciate it. I also want to mention that you can find us on virtually every social media website, from Gab, MeWe, and Getter to even Facebook, at Matt Shea or at Matt Shea 1 on True Social. And you can also find us on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and Amazon. And if you get the opportunity and you want a great source for news and information, you could go to Epoch Times. I read epoch.com and type in promo code Patriot Radio and you get to support two great things. All right, it's my honor to bring on, we haven't had him on for a while, but I'm really looking forward to this show, Joe Wolverton. He's an attorney, a conservative commentator, and the author of The Real James Madison, The Father of the Constitution Reconsidered, What Degree of Madness? James Madison's Method to Make America States Again. and the founder's recipe selections from the writings of the men most often quoted by the founding fathers. Joe, it's great to have you back on. I hope you're doing well, my friend.
I am, Matt. Thank you. I was really motivated and inspired by listening into you there that little bit. And yeah, it's been quite a number of years since we've been together, and I'm glad to see you're still mighty in the faith.
Amen. Well, it's been too long. We're going to make sure we have you on regularly now. So I want to just kind of jump into everything right now. We have a fifth generation war happening right now. It is a war for narratives and ideas, war for the soul, really, of America. And there is a lot of deception that is happening on the internet. And you've really kind of caught on to this and the potential of how this isn't just it's not just like a disagreement or you know, just a matter of preference or something. There's an intentional deception out there that is aimed at changing people's behavior, or worse, really making them slaves in a prison they don't even know they're in. So if you could kind of paint the picture of where we're at here in the United States, where we're at in the world, and kind of some of the technology that you are highlighting in some of your recent articles.
Right. Well, a few years ago, the Pentagon had put together, or actually it was the Director of National Intelligence, had put together a paper warning Americans about the use by other governments of deepfakes, that they would use this extremely powerful AI to create images, to create apparent people and messages to further whatever narrative this foreign government was seeking to propel, and that you needed to be careful of those because they were very convincing. And then just about a month ago, I was looking through all the new Pentagon procurement lists, and one of them was they had a long document, which is very unusual, but with this procurement request, they had about a 20-page document describing that they needed people who could help them create, help the Pentagon create deepfakes for the purpose of being able to influence elections, to create apparent false but apparently true negatives that people could be able to believe. And these had to be overwhelmingly believable. These had to be programmers that could demonstrate their ability to create lifelike and believable deepfakes so that the public in the United States and elsewhere could be compelled to believe what was otherwise false. That is to say, narratives that were created whole cloth by our government, but using this remarkable artificial intelligence and deepfakes, they would be so convincing that your own mother would be certain that was you on the screen talking.
So I find it interesting because we don't have a declared war right now. So this is not being used against another country. This is not being used to wage war against another country. This is actually being used to intentionally influence and change the behavior of the American people.
Right. And I think something you said earlier, Matt, sort of dovetails with this story, is you were talking about people of faith being, purposefully maligned, purposefully prevented from getting insurance and things of that sort because of their Christian worldview. Well, I could see it, and I talked about this on another show recently, where I could see it being used to convince a community of faith that one of their leaders had espoused a certain belief or had said things that he didn't want them to hear, and all of this created by AI, by the Pentagon, using computers to take the thousands of hours they have of any of us talking on the phone or any of the messages we have. You know, you saw Elon Musk yesterday or the day before in his interview with Tucker Carlson admitted that before he came on to Twitter, the federal government had access to all of Twitter, including everyone's DMs. And so I can see them, and it isn't even a stretch to say the government could take these hours of you talking or me talking and using artificial intelligence, rework it in such a way that even those close to us would give them pause and say, is that really him saying that? And I could see that being used to really decimate the church, honestly.
Well, I found it interesting, too, that yesterday The Intercept came out with an article, U.S. Special Forces wants to use deepfakes for PSYOPs. And, Travis, we can link that here underneath the live broadcast. The U.S. government spent years warning deepfakes could destabilize democratic societies, and now they want to use it for PSYOPs. And this is not just, again, for waging war against somebody else. This is actually to influence the American people. So with... Yeah, and I think this is bringing up the right question. Should the United States government, or is it even constitutional? I know the answer to this, but I want you to weigh in on it. Should they even be doing this against the American people? Hasn't that actually gone exactly to where the founding fathers said, we don't ever want the government, we don't ever want the military to go?
Right. Well, they would have none of this raw material that they will use to create the deepfakes if they weren't violating the Fourth Amendment for the last 20 years, right? So no, it's absolutely unconstitutional. There is no authority granted by the states to the federal government in the Constitution to create any sort of psychological operations to manipulate the minds, beliefs, and opinions of the American people. That is a collectivist view. That's a very Marxist view. The founding fathers believed in an individualist view where you had rights because you were a child of God, period. And government was your servant. And the minute it stopped serving your purpose is the moment you were endowed with the right by your creator to look for new guardians of your liberty.
And this is really the natural outgrowth of the centralization of government. You know, we used to be a government of states. You've written on this. We've had a discussion on this in the past. You know, we used to be a government that had very limited powers at the federal level, and it was the states that had the most power. But as soon as that centralization started to happen, of course there's going to be abuse of power that follows. So I would like you to weigh in a little bit on that. How the centralization at the federal level has contributed to exactly what we're seeing today.
Well, I think, you know, anybody that wants to have this sort of long view of this, if you go and read the speeches delivered by Patrick Henry in the Virginia Ratifying Convention in 1788, you will see him predict this. And he says, I have no lamp by which my feet are guided, but by the lamp of history. I judge the future by the past. And so he says, there has never been a central government created that did not do all within its power to bring everything within its power. He said, if we allow this government, this embryonic tyranny, to be implanted in the United States, then one day it will, as he said, swallow up our liberty and touch and concern everything dear to humankind. And I think we see that, and it's historically been so. And that is why, you know, James Madison in Federalist 46 said, we have got to have these states be barricades between the central government and the people. And if the states also fail to protect the people, then it devolves onto the people themselves to exercise their natural right to defend their life, liberty, and property. And so we see now, Matt, that not only is the central government consolidating all power into the center in direct and open defiance of the Constitution, they're doing it in such a way that destroys the lives, liberty, and property of the people. And as Algernon Sidney said, against such tyranny, every man is a soldier. And I think that's where we are now. We have one last chance, as I said in that book, to make America states again. And if we can do that, then we might be able to force the federal beast back inside his constitutional cage. But if not, then it will fall to we, the people, to do once again as our fathers did and force tyranny out at the point of a gun. And we hope that doesn't happen. We would rather see men of honor and virtue take back, or as we would say in the law, disgorge the usurped authority that Washington has taken and restore it to the states. And but right now, you have such a situation where the states themselves are doing nothing more than, you know, nudging each other to get a more preferred place at the federal feed trough. And so we have got to see men elected to the state houses who will refuse to become subject to the central government.
Absolutely. I want to go ahead and let's queue up a video because I want to give a couple examples of deep fakes out there. We're going to, you know, some people say, well, deep fakes, you know, it's just going to be used for humor and lightheartedness. We're going to play one of those right now and get your reaction. Go ahead and cue that video, Travis.
Have I ever told you the story of the magical pistachio? I got lost in the grocery store and couldn't find my way out. But that's when I saw it, a glowing pistachio. It spoke to me and said, follow me and I'll lead you to safety. So I followed it and we climbed up shelves and found a secret passage that led me to the bread aisle. And that's how I found my way out of the grocery store, all thanks to the magical pistachio. So if you ever get lost, just remember all you need is a little faith and a magical pistachio to guide you to safety.
So a magical pistachio, that seems pretty harmless to me. What say you, Joe?
Yeah, it's harmless, except it does demonstrate. I mean, if you showed that, man, it's kind of like, you know, that story with Orson Welles and the War of the Worlds, how so many people believed it because it sounded so believable. Now, take that and put that in 2023. And if you took that video and you showed it to people, there's a lot of people that think, okay, he's finally completely snapped, right? He really, and they would believe it. But now, and that's funny to us because we, or at least I shouldn't say we, I believe he probably snapped long ago. And so we find it a bit humorous. But what if they take that and they have me in what they claim was a recorded conversation, that a FaceTime conversation I had with someone where I'm confessing committing adultery, right? Now, and that's the sort of thing. It's like, it's not what you do, Matt, that's illegal that they're worried about. They're worried about what you do that's embarrassing, that could ruin your reputation. Because as the founders said, reputation is power, right? You have got,
right.
That's what this is all about. This is about not only creating narratives for people to believe, but discrediting the individuals who could lead you to truth if they had not been discredited by these deep fakes. That's the issue. It's not only that the story is believed, there's no one left that you trust who could point out that it's false.
Yeah, the complete destruction of institutions and people that normally would lead or protect liberty. You're absolutely right. That's exactly what they want to attack. And I mean, they've been attacking us without deep fakes already, trying to gin up narratives and, you know, paint pictures of us as some kind of, you know, Christian nationalists and all this other garbage. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been doing that without deep fakes. I mean, can you imagine what they're thinking about right now? Yeah.
Well, I just think it's so, you know, you mentioned it earlier that, you know, the DNI had come out with this paper saying, here's how foreign governments have, you know, basically what it was, the TLDR of that is the Russians manipulated our elections. That's basically what he was trying to say. But when you look at it, now we are open, maybe not openly, but at least you can see for yourself. I link to it in my article, the procurement document where they say, here's what we're going to do it for. And it basically says, so that we can create false narratives that will be believable without question by people using this deepfake technology, using the AI technology. For example, I'll just show you a really easy way that it's done. This new chat GPT that everyone's using.
Yeah.
The other night, my friend called me and he said, hey, I put your name into the chat GPT and it kicked out a biography. And he said, then I told it, write a 500-word essay about secession in the style of Joe Wolverton. And it did. And it I read it and it was something I'm like, I would think I wrote that. It was that close. I would believe that I wrote that. And so you can see that what if, and if they just manipulated it a little bit, right? The devil will tell you nine truths to get you to believe one lie, right? And so if they can manipulate, if they can manipulate it in a way that it mostly still sounds like the person that you otherwise would find trustworthy, but that one little lie causes you to doubt him, then you start being prey to the Pentagon's power of deception. And I think that's the worry. And ultimately, just living in a country, Matt, where we have to talk about our government purposefully creating false narratives to,
right,
to fool the American people. That's where we are.
Yeah, I mean, the former Soviet Union, they laughed at the name of the newspaper, Pravda, you know, which means truth, because it was anything but, you know, they laughed at it, openly mocked it. And that's where we're at right now. And what is believable? And I want to get to what maybe some solutions are here in a second, but this can also have geostrategic implications using deepfakes. And so, Travis, we can cue the video where maybe a deepfake could be a little bit more harmful. And regardless of what you think about the Ukraine-Russia situation, if something's fake there, it can have worldwide repercussions.
Шановні захисники, бути президентом виявилося не так вже легко. Я змушений приймати складні рішення.
So that is Zelensky telling all of his troops to surrender. And that was a deep fake put out clearly by Russia, but they were trying to get Ukrainian troops to surrender. Now, again, regardless of what you think about that whole conflict, can you imagine where deep fakes would be used to have that kind of dramatic psychological effect and people would actually believe it? So, Joe, go ahead and weigh in on that.
Yeah, well, what if there was a deep fake? What if we become involved in an actual, you know, traditional war with whomever, and the deep fake is used and they show the president at the time, you know, they break in and they say, this is a special report from CNN. And here's President Smith, whoever it is, you know, here's President Jones with a message for the American people. And he says, please go to your local FEMA camp for protection. We are unable to protect you in your localities. We're doing our best to fight the enemy in the ways that we can. But for your protection, please go to these locations, pick the one closest to you, and please take your family there as soon as you can. Well, wow. If that's the sort of thing that most people seeing that would think, okay, and now take it one step further, Matt, and you go to the computer and you're like, okay, I'm going to see what name your always reliable source of news, and you put it in and boom, there it is up on their screen. This is not a fake. Please go to your local relief center. All of this. Then what are you meant to believe? This is where I'm getting to. It's not just the, you know, Zelensky type fake where it says I've ordered the troops to surrender. It's the next level. And I think this is where the Pentagon is hoping people don't put the dots together. It's the next level that they're thinking. And they're saying, let's make deep fakes that convince people who might be doubting that that's real. Let's show that their reliable news source is confirming what was said. And then we've got them. Right. And I think that's the biggest danger of this, Matt, is not just the Zelensky stuff, but the next level of having, you know, Matt Shea on the radio saying, yes, it's true. I'm encouraging my listeners, please go to your local FEMA relief camp as soon as possible.
And for the record, for everybody listening right now across right, all of Eastern Washington, North Idaho, the rest of the world, I will never say that. OK, so just so we're clear. All right.
That's right. You know, like those people who say, if I end up missing, it was the Russians or so, you know.
Right. So I want to shift gears just a little bit to, okay, well, the natural question then is, how can I protect myself in this fifth generation war that we're all in right now? How can I protect myself against deep fakes? Where can I go to get accurate information, or how should I check or maybe vet information? What are your suggestions?
Well, my number one suggestion is always the same, and that is restore your personal virtue. Get your life in line with the Savior. Turn to, you know, don't rely on the arm of flesh. Those kinds of things. Get yourself right with the Lord. That's the first thing any of us can do. The second thing is to bring our circle in smaller. Make it where you have people that you can rely on and that you trust, and that you can trust outside of an electronic medium, right? Someone like, I know you as a, I've shook your hand. I know you're a real person. And so I could call you or something and say, hey, Matt, what's happening to your channel? I saw that you supported this, and you could tell me no. So I think having connections, non-electronic connections with people, is a big deal right now. So I guess draw in your circle of people upon whom you can rely, because then you can vet their virtue. You can vet their veracity, right? I know that you are not going to lie to me about things like this. So I could rely, have those people, you know, that's the second step. Have those people that you know are trustworthy and that you can talk to outside of any electronic medium, right? But all of us in these last days, when the hearts of men will grow cold, Matt, we need to learn more. And maybe, you know, maybe this is the ultimate message in it, Matt. Maybe the ultimate message is things are going really bad and y'all need to learn to turn to the Lord more. And maybe that's the ultimate message.
Yeah, because with God's discernment, you cannot go wrong. So in the last couple of minutes that we have left, where can people go to find out more and buy your books and also read some of the articles that you've written recently?
Yeah, if you just go to the New American, thenewamerican.com, I have a couple of new articles on there every day. There's some big things happening that I've been covering the last few days with regard to IRS and their surveillance of Americans. That's a big deal. The Tennessee governor coming out in favor of red flag laws and that sort of thing. Just the attacks on the Second Amendment. So thenewamerican.com. And my books are all available on Amazon, just my name, Joe Wolverton, and they'll come up there. And yeah, and that's about it. But I am grateful for you having me on, and I hope people will take this seriously, Matt, because I think, you know, you're exactly right to draw attention to it, because I think this is the sort of thing that if we aren't prepared, we will be caught in this trap. And I pray and hope that good patriotic Americans, good God-fearing Americans can turn to those sources of truth that are reliable and not be caught in these snares.
Amen. Joe Wolverton, thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio. I want to have you back on. Keep up the great work. I know that what you write has influenced generations, and I just want you to be encouraged by that. I just love reading every article because it's so well thought out, and it just draws us back to the basic principles. So thank you again. We'll have you here in the near future, I hope, my friend.
Yes, sir. Anytime. Appreciate it.
All right. Joe Wolverton, attorney, conservative commentator, and author of The Real James Madison, the Father of the Constitution Reconsidered, and What Degrees of Madness, Madison's Method to Take American States and Make American States Again. And that's really what we honestly have to do, is return that power down to the local level. All right, here in the last closing segment, coming up May 10th, 6:30 p.m., right here at On Fire Ministries, 115 East Pacific in downtown Spokane, Jim Barfield, back again with the Copper Scroll Project, an update. He was just over there in Israel, and he's going to give you an update of what's going on that front. And I love it, how we really are in the last days. I love how his approach to things is so clinical at the same time, so engaging. So if you missed last year when we had Jim Barfield on, come this time. Again, May 10th, 6:30 p.m. right here at On Fire Ministries, and get the update on the Copper Scroll and just all of the new archaeological discoveries that have been happening. He's going to weave it all together. All right, also in the You Are the Plan segment today, because you are the plan. There is no grand plan out there that we're waiting for. You are the plan. I tell you what, we talked about salt last time. A lot of things, one of the things that people overlook, and a lot of the time, something I like the most is sugar. Make sure you store up sugar, especially white sugar. You can also store up brown sugar, but brown sugar kind of dries out, becomes hard. One of the ways you can moisten it again is with just a sliced piece of apple. Try it out. See how it works. But make sure you have enough sugar on hand, not just enough salt. And lastly, as we talk about the banks and what's going on with the central bank digital currency and how this is all kind of unraveling before our very eyes, and it seems like they're trying to culminate that here over the next year, the central bank digital currency and the cryptocurrency model that they're following really clearly looks like the direction that this is going to go, that it's going to be some sort of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin plus blockchain technology that is used for the central bank digital currency. What can you do? What is a way you can preserve your wealth in a time of inflation? And historically, one of the best ways to do that is with land. And so a lot of people have been talking about that. Over the next few months, you're going to see prices on commercial real estate, especially, looks like they're trending downward. Again, I can't give you financial advice, but I'm just going to tell you what I have historically looked at in situations like this, and that is land. This is Matt Shea. Thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio today. May God bless all of you. And he is making this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight. The revival is here.
Happy birthday, Pastor Matt.